Hey, it's a Wednesday. Is it raining? We'll find out. We'll ask Charlotte. It's time for Campbell Corner on Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ. And we're joined again by the director of the Campbell Library of East Grand Forks, Charlotte Helgeson. Is it raining, Charlotte?
Well, it's spitting and drizzling, yeah.
Spitting and drizzling. I like that. Yeah. Now, you may recall last time we were together 2 weeks ago.
Right.
By the way, how was your holiday?
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Very good. 2 weeks ago, we had a new theme introduced for Campbell Corner.
That's right.
And now you recognize the tune. You couldn't quite place it right away. It was the Captain Kangaroo theme.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I mentioned Mr. Moose, Mr. Green Jeans, Bunny Rabbit, Dancing Bear. That apparently caused some confusion for our listeners.
Oh, dear.
Under the age of 55.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're giving secrets away here.
Well, maybe, maybe not. So what I've done is to switch things up a bit this week, and we've abandoned the Captain Kangaroo theme.
Oh.
To bring in a new one. Think of this as a flavor of the week for Campbell Corner.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll play it for a while, and you tell me what this theme song is from. All right, Charlotte Helgeson, name that tune.
This is Green Acres.
Yes, the old sitcom from CBS years ago.
Right.
The Douglases, yeah. Oliver and Lisa.
And you think the younger will know this?
I doubt it.
I like the flavor.
Yeah, Mr. Haney, Sam Drucker, and Ebb, and of course, Arnold the Pig.
I was going to say, and the pig. Absolutely.
What do you think? Keep it?
It hits it. It's perfect for the day.
Well, chew on that one for a while.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. All right. Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05 as we get down to business. And item number one, the Anime Club. Am I close on that one?
You got it. Perfect.
Anime Club, they have a movie coming up this Saturday morning.
Yes, they're going
really?
To show a full movie on Saturday, so a unique day, not going to be a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is invited. The library opens at 10 on Saturday, so you come right in. It'll be all set up and ready to roll.
Now, did I miss something? The movie title is what?
I do not know.
Oh, you don't know?
No, the group voted on it and came up with some suggestions, and then staff has to take a look and see what can actually be played in a public place.
True.
And because I've been gone for a couple of days, I'm not sure what that result was.
So show up and find out.
Yeah.
Saturday morning at 10, movie time at the Campbell Library, sponsored by the Anime Club. All right, number two, story time this Sunday?
Yes.
That's kind of odd, isn't it? Sunday story
Well,
time?
We've done it for a couple of months. Andrea
really?
Comes in once a month to do Sunday, and it was very popular immediately from the beginning. So it's right after lunch, before nap time, right at 12:30.
Yeah,
perfect time to have a little bit of story time so they can settle down.
Okay, this Sunday at 12:30 at Campbell, is that for anybody?
Anyone who does the regular story time.
Okay.
So for children, but it could be, you know, an 8, 9, or 10-year-old if they want to hear a story read aloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the age range again is from what to what, roughly?
Roughly 4 to 10.
10,
Yep.
All right. That's number two. Number three, oh, for fun. Next Monday at 5:30 p.m., a Play-Doh party.
Yes.
Am I qualified for that one?
You are.
I am.
Well, you practiced with Play-Doh.
A long time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your skills are a little rusty. There is no limit. There is no minimum, maximum age for Play-Doh.
Okay.
So everybody can come. It can be a family event. Grandma can bring the grandchildren, whatever it is that whoever in your family really likes to play Play-Doh.
So is this BYOP, bring your own Play-Doh?
No. We have the Play-Doh.
Oh, you do?
We make our own.
You make your Play-Doh?
Oh, yes. We make a great big mess.
I can imagine. Now, I'm curious now. How do you make Play-Doh?
Well, that is a good question.
Thank
because
you.
We've actually tried more than one recipe.
Oh, there's a recipe for it.
Yes, there are recipes, numerous ones out there. So Andrea keeps trying a different one. Sometimes she has to do it at home because you're boiling water. We don't have a stove at the library.
Right.
So it just depends upon which week she's, you know, going to take which recipe.
Okay.
If you have a new recipe we haven't tried, please bring it in.
All right. Boy, busy place. Monday at 5:30, the Play-Doh Party. Has this been done before? Is this a first-time deal?
No. We've done this numerous times.
Oh, you have?
And we've ended up having lots of people there. And we had it a little later in the evening, so we've started earlier. So people who want to be there early and then play and then leave, that will work and hopefully spread out the number of people who are there rather than all climb over each other trying to get to the Play-Doh.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you don't have a Play-Doh fight, you know, like a food fight.
No, none of that.
Play nice. Okay, Play-Doh party next Monday. That would be the 15th, right?
Right.
Okay, and that begins at 5:30. Number four. That's coming up when?
I'm missing the day on my little note, aren't I?
Is there? No.
It's on Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's Jeopardy time, and the category is?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings Jeopardy. That sounds fascinating.
It is. And I don't think I've gotten one question right. They try them out on me. So I read Lord of the Rings a long time ago. And,
okay.
You know, I've watched the movies. But, you know, experts are coming along all the time.
Yeah. So who's the host of this?
That would be Cody.
Oh, Cody's in charge.
Yes. He's very good at the Jeopardy game.
Really? Mm-hmm. Alex Trebek type style, you know?
I think
easy
so.
Going.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. So there's different categories like Jeopardy,
mm-hmm.
and you answer with a question.
You answer with a question.
Right.
Got it. Yep.
Okay. Lord of the Rings Jeopardy, come and play.
Mm-hmm.
That's next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Is
right.
that free?
It is free.
All this stuff is free, isn't it?
It is.
Everything we've talked about is free.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic. Let's recap. Anime Club movie on Saturday, this Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Story time for toddlers and young people this Sunday at 12:30 p.m. The big Play-Doh party next Monday at 5:30 p.m. And Lord of the Rings Jeopardy next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Right.
We have one more topic to talk about, and we do this at the end of our program every Wednesday. It's about a very important part of Campbell, new blood, meaning new books. And I see you have three more.
I do.
All right.
The first one is Space Dogs. Right. The subtitle, The Story of the Celebrated Canine Cosmonauts. So it's a nonfiction book.
Oh, from the Soviet Union days. Yeah.
And so it's their story. It has some really, really great pictures in here, too, of just how popular dogs became when we knew that they were, you know, practicing and getting to be part of the whole space endeavor and exploration.
Yeah.
So this is by Martin Parr.
Okay.
And it's not a big book. And it's not real, it's not the scientific exploration of science. It's actually the dog story part.
Yeah. I thought it was subtitle. Barkanauts. No.
You know what? You might have to read it to see if they'd come up with that.
Okay, there you go. It might be in that book. You never know.
You never know.
Book number two.
This is called The Serious Eater.
I'm in that category once in a while.
And this is by Ed Levine.
The Serious Eater.
You're reading on the front of the cover here, and it says, A Food Lover's Perilous Quest for Pizza and Redemption. What you read in here is you read about the different kinds of food that he's gone looking for, something different, something that people may have tried, may not have tried, different parts of the world. Oh. You know, if you're a serious eater, that does not mean you eat one kind of food and you take yourself very, very seriously.
It doesn't.
It means you care about the food. You might want to try something different. You know the tastes. You know what you like. You might know what other people like.
You mean like octopus?
Well, yeah, some people might like that, but you know, you got to try it once, I guess. that would be my approach.
Okay,
but it'll be interesting to see as you read through if you agree with how he feels about food.
And the author again?
Ed Levine.
Ed Levine. All right, and book three.
10 innings at Wrigley.
That would be the baseball stadium in Chicago.
Right.
The Cubs' home field, yeah.
And this is Kevin Cook.
Okay.
And the subtitle is The Wildest Ball Game Ever with Baseball on the Brink. So there's
intriguing.
A lot of really great things that go on about baseball. We can't deny that. It's the American game, right?
They refer
to it as something that everyone has, you know, participated in, either watching or throwing a ball back and forth. And then money or politics or, you know, all kinds of rules get involved. And so people worry then, is baseball going to stay baseball?
Mm-hmm.
What better way to make it stay baseball than to look back at some really great games?
America's pastime.
Yeah.
And the Twins are hot. Get that book.
So come and look at the baseball book.
You've been to Wrigley Field, haven't you?
I have.
What's your impressions of Wrigley Field?
It takes you back to a time when everybody played baseball. That's what it feels like. It reminds me of watching my dad play baseball back in the fields in Mayville and in Hatton.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what it feels like. And there's always a big crowd.
It has that Field of Dreams type flavor to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you build it, he will come.
All right, three new books. We've talked about the activities coming up. A very busy place, Campbell Library, right downtown East Grand Forks. And to find out more, what can folks do? Charlotte Helgeson.
They could call at 218-773-9121.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the website, egflibrary.org, or come and visit.
And say hello.
And say howdy-do.
Fantastic. We'll see you next Wednesday.
I'll be back.
At 3:05 for Campbell Corner, here on Pioneer 90.1.